In recent times, the Israeli regime and Zionist lobbies in various Western countries have intensified efforts to undermine the Palestinian cause and the spirit of resistance. A primary strategy involves sowing discord among Palestinian factions, aiming to weaken their unity and resolve. During the occupation of Gaza, Israel initiated extensive campaigns to destabilize the West Bank. This included stimulating divisions between resistance groups and the Palestinian Authority, as well as deepening internal rifts within the authority itself. Such actions serve multiple objectives for Israel. A key goal of Israel's strategy is to facilitate settlement expansion and the gradual annexation of Palestinian territories. Frequent references to the Greater Israel Project by Israeli officials indicate a deliberate exploitation of weak international responses to their aggressive actions and internal Palestinian divisions. By exacerbating these splits, Israel aims to further its territorial ambitions. Moreover, promoting the concept of a Gaza state appears to be part of a broader policy to geographically and politically fragment the Palestinians. This strategy seeks to erode national Palestinian identity by deepening the separation between the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Such division remains a significant barrier to any genuine progress in advancing Palestinian interests. Therefore, any strategy aimed at Palestinian liberation must prioritize strengthening national unity while resolving internal disputes among various factions. Unity enhances legitimacy and solidifies Palestine's position in pursuing its international interests. Addressing the challenges facing Palestine requires a unified stance and leadership that represents all Palestinian perspectives. To weaken resistance factions, Israel endeavors to isolate and sideline their members in the West Bank, particularly in areas like Jenin. This agenda is often pursued through the Palestinian Authority, with its security apparatus acting as a proxy for Israeli interests against resistance forces. Recently, residents of Jenin refugee camp protested against the Palestinian Authority's security forces attacks on resistance brigades. These forces responded with gunfire following calls for demonstrations in the West Bank, especially in Jenin, to support the resistance and condemn the authorities' siege of the city. In response, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine issued a joint statement condemning the Palestinian Authority's recent crackdowns in Jenin as serving Israeli interests. They emphasized the need for the authorities' forces to withdraw from Jenin and lift the siege, calling for the formation of a national committee comprising all Palestinian factions to end the oppression and prevent its spread to other West Bank areas. These movements stress that the blood of the Palestinian people, their resistance, and their weapons are sacred and constitute a red line. They asserted that amid U.S. support for Israel's genocide against Palestinians, unity is essential to thwart enemy conspiracies. This unity can only be achieved by halting the Palestinian Authority's security collaboration with Israel, rejecting U.S. plans, engaging in dialogue, and implementing national agreements and commitments. Israeli occupiers have concluded that eradicating the Palestinian cause requires isolating it on the global stage. by deepening internal Palestinian divisions and portraying the Palestinian Authority as ineffective, Israel seeks to diminish international support for Palestine. This strategy aims to delegitimize the Palestinian struggle and weaken its standing in the international community. In the shadow of these challenges, it is imperative for Palestinian factions to recognize the harmful impact of internal divisions and external manipulations. Prioritizing national unity and presenting a cohesive front are essential steps toward countering Israeli schemes and achieving the aspirations of the Palestinian people.